So, I've known intellectually for quite a while that Ethereum is all about coordination. And I felt it in my bones that we have this programmable substrate for the ability to create, with our ability to create our shared needs. And I invited Justin to do this song with me because I want you to feel it, not just to think it. Ethereum is all about coordination. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. And I'm so thrilled to be here with you today, building this new world.
It's called coordination when we give each other lifts. Our improving situation is our most important gift. So, this is going to sound a little weird, but lately I've been falling asleep to the sounds of air traffic control. I have the privilege of being a native English speaker. Most air traffic control is English. And I don't know if you've ever listened to air traffic control. It's a strange thing. But it's really quite an impressive feat of coordination around an extremely deadly possibility. And it dawned on me the other day that there are two obvious questions that arise from this. One, assuming we, on a medium time scale, deprecate the monopolistic violent coordination inherent in state imperialism, how are we going to do air traffic control? Literally air traffic control. Is anyone working on air traffic control on Ethereum? And the other, perhaps more obvious, is what are the lessons from those existing highly coordinated activities? Obviously, ATC is just one example that can inform us. We don't perhaps normally think of those as inspiration, but maybe we're kind of at a point where we're strong enough that it would be helpful. Maybe.
Oh, it's called coordination when we give each other lift. Our improving situation is our most important gift.
All right, let's bring it down a little bit. I want to talk about someone who's been really inspirational for me and has been foundational in their contributions to the Ethereum community. They started ETH Research, and they created a blog post called Ethereum is a Game-Changing Technology way before I even discovered green pilling or coordination technology. And their name is Virgil Griffith. Virgil has been an inspiration to many of us in the protocol research side. He's been an inspiration to the Ethereum community, and he's now in jail for coordinating with the wrong people. And regardless of what you think of what he did and why he's in jail, I think that we can all agree that Virgil is an inspiration to all of us. And so Virgil, if you're listening to this, we miss you, brother. Thank you for seeding this vision of Ethereum as a game-changing technology, and I hope that we realize that vision together.
Well, it's called coordination when we give each other lift. Our improving situation is our most important gift. I spend most of my days working on threshold crypto and occasionally zero knowledge proofs. And I have for like 4 years now. And during that time, the solarpunk movement and particularly an emphasis on coordination as a part of the gravity well of economic impact and computational impact of Ethereum has arisen. And it occurs to me that this is a good time to remind us that the cryptographic primitives that come from the ground, come from the mathematics, the inherent physics of the universe, are our birthright as information age beings. And they represent both a toolkit for coordination and also a reasoning for coordination.
Oh, it's called coordination when we give each other lift. Our improving situation is our most enduring gift.
I guess what we're saying, the TLDR, is that Ethereum is what we make of it. So let's coordinate to make it something good. Thank you.